It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm not Ray Post, I'm Steve Riemann from Fidelity National Title, and I'm just delighted to be hosting the show today while Ray Post visits his family during this holiday season. We have what I believe to be will be a fun and entertaining show for you today, but before we get started, I want to remind you that if you need some help with renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home, we have some excellent companies to give you a hand. Simply go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and look for the list of real estate resource companies. I also want to invite you to check out the very popular website, santafe.com, which offers you timely information on everything in our city, be it the restaurant and gallery scene, current real estate trends and property listings, where to shop, where to stay, as well as events to attend. And for your last-minute holiday gift buying, SantaFe.com has launched an online store where shoppers anywhere in the world can now go online and buy products from stores that have made Santa Fe popular. So go to SantaFe.com for not only information on everything happening in our city, but also for your holiday gift-giving needs. You can also find information on All Things Real Estate Radio Show, as well as see articles written by brokers from Santa Fe Realty Partners. Once again, that's santafe.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, so please sit back and enjoy All Things Real Estate here on Talk 1260 KTRC Radio. And before I introduce my in-studio guest, which is going to be specially fun for me, and get into our interesting show topic today, we'd like to begin each program with a couple of minutes of the state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew is going to be speaking to a very important issue that impacts all real estate transactions beginning on January the 1st. Andrew, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the RESPA changes that will take place on January 1st. I think there'll probably be two programs. First time, I'll just give you a broad overview, and next week I'll maybe drill down a little bit deeper. RESPA stands for the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. These changes were promulgated in October of last year and take place on January 1st, and talk about significant changes in our industry. I think if you talk to any lender now, everybody's talking about it. I think the intent is good. I think the execution is awful. From a 10,000-foot view, I think the changes may actually prove to be draconian for our industry and probably will not achieve what they're trying to achieve, which is accuracy, full disclosure, fairness, and to prohibit abuses. The overview, the main components of RESPA's reform are a new definition of an application. Now, why is that important? Well, primarily because one of the things that they require on a true application is an address. So, as a lender, I can't offer a good faith estimate unless somebody has an address that they're looking to buy or refinance. I can't offer basically a to-be-determined or a pre-qualification. Next one is to standardize the good faith estimate, which is now a three-page form, moving from a one-page form, which shows all of the shows in detail the information on loan terms and settlement fees. In your bailiwick is standardizing the HUD settlement statement, which I can let you talk about.
Right.
But more importantly, it limits the amount of changes that can increase without a circumstances from the inception of the application. There's a tolerance, and there's three different buckets. There's one bucket that has no tolerance, one bucket that has a 10% tolerance, and then one that allows some change or some flexibility. But it's the first two buckets that really affect the lenders and push us back in a corner and make us say things at inception that we can't change and then are financially responsible for. As I said, the intention, I think, is good, but I think the execution, which has been promulgated by HUD and from people who really don't seem to have feet on the street, may prove to be not so good. We'll have to see. It goes into effect on the 1st, and next week I'll drill down and talk about some specifics of it.
Great, Andrew. You mentioned that the execution, as you called, is awful. Maybe a better term, Andrew, is challenging, don't you think?
Yes, it is very challenging.
It's going to put lenders such as you and title companies such as us in a whole new ballgame of trying to make these new RESPA regulations into a true guide for clients so that
right.
they can understand where they're going, that they have some assurance that no fees will be changed or a limited tolerance of change, et cetera. So I think the challenge for us is to how to take what RESPA has done and actually create their intent out of it, which will be challenging indeed.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend and a great Christmas.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. And certainly what he speaks of is going to be a challenge for the industry. And the challenge is to take RESPA's new rules and to make them into something that will actually benefit the consumer by giving them more information, more assurance, more opportunities to shop, and just a higher confidence in the whole loan process, etc. I want to continue before we introduce our in-studio guest, which just tickles me today. I also want to take just a moment, though, to remind you that to tune in next Sunday at noon for All Things Real Estate here on KTRC Radio, when Jack and Jeff Welch will be hosting the show while Ray Post continues to be out of town. Jack and Jeff, associate brokers with Santa Fe Realty Partners and certainly well-known around town, will bring you their own special message to the program. I believe they're going to have a guest from Major Development with them as their in-studio guest. So just please tune in next Sunday at noon when Jack and Jeff Welch will be our special guest co-hosts for All Things Real Estate. And certainly from this co-host or this guest host to that co-host, we wish those guys a lot of success next week. I want to take an opportunity to introduce our in-studio guest, and her name is Atera Gutierrez. Atera is the closing officer with Fidelity National Title, and she has been an extremely close personal friend and teammate of mine while I've been in the business for the entire 10 years in Santa Fe. So, Atera, welcome to KTRC Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, good. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Atera, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, like you said, my name is Atera Gutierrez. I'm 39 years old. I live here in Santa Fe. I was raised here. I have a son named Dylan who's 10 and a half, and I've been in this business for about 10-plus years. Starting out as a realtor here in Santa Fe, I was partners with my mother. And I got into real estate with the intention of becoming an escrow officer. And I love what I do, and I'm with Fidelity National Title, and I'm really happy to be in the business that I'm in, even during these tough times.
And tough times they are. Atera, you mentioned that you actually got into the business and learned the business as a real estate broker.
Correct.
That distinguishes you somewhat, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I think it does. Part of it is I understand what realtors go through, the beginnings of listing a home, showing property. So I really understand the whole beginning to the purchase process, and I think that helps as the end result when we get to closing.
And the comprehension of the entire transaction and what the real estate broker has to go through in order to list the property or engage the parties in a sale and negotiate the contracts and see it through to conclusion, which is the real estate broker's one of their basic duties, that has got to help you in understanding how the title company fits with the real estate industry.
Exactly. I have a lot of respect for the real estate agents here in Santa Fe and throughout New Mexico, and I do understand from the beginning to end the process that they go through and how they work so hard, and that's why I like to team up and create a sort of synergy with realtors and lenders so that we can all get the same end result and have happy buyers and sellers and get the deals done.
And the reward of it, for those listening in the audience, Tara and I actually office right across the hall from each other.
Yes,
and
we do.
I've been that way for a number of years. And you were just quite tickled on Friday afternoon with the closing that you had on Friday, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I closed a first-time home buyer who was a young woman who had just graduated college just last year, and it was just so exciting for her to be able to get into her first home, and I was just really, really grateful that I was able to be a part of that closing time.
It really is a privilege, isn't it, when a consumer comes in and doesn't understand our product or doesn't understand so many of the events along the way and just sometimes can be quite shell-shocked, and then they walk out with that smile that you have blessed them with an understanding and a conclusion. That's quite a privilege.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I deal with that on a daily basis, whether it's a first-time home buyer or somebody who's doing commercial or investment properties. It all gives the same end result.
Oh, that's just great. Now, sometimes I've heard that sometimes the process doesn't go quite well. Is that so?
Oh, yes, that is so. We've had all sorts of things.
and of course, the consumer also always talks about, I don't want any surprises at closing. What the typical consumer walking into our office wants is predictability, certainty. After all, they've not met us until the very end of the process, usually. And here they are signing documents they've never signed before, and you'll hear once in a while someone saying, oh, here I go, signing my life away. So it certainly can be a stressful opportunity. And once in a while, we just get waylaid, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I'm thinking in particular of a case that you had not that long ago, sort of caught you by surprise, didn't it, Tara?
Yes, it did.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us about the couple that came in with a surprise look on themselves?
Okay, well, basically I was prepared to close a husband and wife, and they walk into the closing room, and there was actually two women there.
Two women?
Yes, two okay. women.
But it was, did you say it was a husband and wife?
Yes, I did.
Tell us.
Okay, well, basically, there were two women. One of them was modestly dressed, and the other one was full hairdo, makeup, long fingernails. And basically, it was the husband in full drag.
Well, and I'm sure that had to catch you by surprise, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Now, I'm open to all sorts of people without any judgment at all, but it was a big surprise. Part of it, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to refer to him as a him, as a her, as Mr., as Mrs. I just wasn't quite sure how I was going to handle the closing.
and the deal did close, didn't it?
The deal did close.
Okay.
Yes, it did.
So you maintained your professional exposure and composure in light of some pretty wacky circumstances.
Yes, I did. In fact, I had to remind her that she needed to sign her legal name on each and every document.
Which was a male name.
It was a male name, okay. But she went by the name Pat.
Well, after all, Saturday Night Live radio, a television show, was all about Pat. Well, that's a great scenario. We'll talk some more about that.
Okay.
I want to invite you folks to please stay tuned to KTRC Radio. We have a lot more fun coming up.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Good afternoon again. This is Steve Riemann with Fidelity National Title, sitting in for Ray Post, who is on holiday, and we certainly want to wish Ray Post and his family wonderful Christmas greetings. Ray is in Texas with his mom and I believe his sister as well, So we take this opportunity here just a couple of days before Christmas. Don't know if it'll be a white Christmas or not, but we certainly want to think of Ray and send wonderful Christmas greetings towards him and hope he's having a great time. This is Steve Reiman with Fidelity National Title sitting in as guest host today. I want to take an opportunity to ask you if any of our listeners are thinking about building a new home or updating the one that you're in or converting your garage into a living space or perhaps building a guest house. Choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why we recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work hard with you to ensure the quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start the project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. So please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net and learn all about their custom home building services. You can also reach them by clicking on www.santafe realtypartners.com. Go to the radio icon and you will see Major Development and their icon there where you can contact them through that. Great. Welcoming back our guest host, Atera Gutierrez from Fidelity National Title, and we're talking about some of the times where a closing officer can just get completely surprised at closing.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can indeed. Atera, not that long ago, we had an instance in our office where gentleman that was closing his sale, and I believe it was a commercial property sale or an investment property, a condo or maybe a duplex, wasn't it?
Right, yes, yeah. It was a duplex.
Yeah, a duplex. And while closing, it was our opportunity to ask him his marital status. Why is that important, by the way?
Well, part of it is because we are a community property state, and when you deed out of a property, let's say you took title as your sole and separate property or as an unmarried man, we need to find out if you still are unmarried, because we would need the wife to sign a sole and separate or a deed just to relinquish their rights so that they can have clear title, the new buyers.
Okay, that's great. So what was the scenario in this one?
Well, the man came into closing and we asked if he was indeed married because he did have a wedding ring on. And he said no, that he was not married, and there was just something a little funny about it, so we asked again if he had had any kind of ceremony, and he said, well, I did have a religious ceremony, but, you know, I'm not really married. It was only in the eyes of God.
But Atera, you said he had a wedding ring on.
Correct,
now,
he did.
We've certainly known women that will wear a wedding ring so as to fend off gentlemen. But it's pretty unusual, isn't it, for a man who's single to be married wear a wedding ring?
Yes, it is. And so in that, we actually came out of closing and went to you, the manager, and why don't you tell us what you did when we said we really felt that he was married. And we asked him when his religious ceremony was, and he said it was on Valentine's Day.
And that was the key, was knowing some event, because folks may not realize, but when you get a marriage license in New Mexico, which he had denied he had, by the way, and he was just selling investment property, and I thought he could do it himself. But we asked him when it was, and he said it was Valentine's Day. So I stepped out of the office and called the county clerk's office and asked the county clerk during the month of February of the previous year if there had been a wedding license issued to this gentleman and his significant other. And certainly, and there sure was. In fact, after you're married, then the marriage license is returned and recorded at the county as a certificate of marriage proving that he was, in fact, married. So this gentleman was just trying to avoid, I guess, bringing in his bride while he was selling his investment property.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, we invited him back the next day to close, perhaps the next day, with his bride with him. whereupon he sort of sheepishly asked if I was going to mention to his wife when he brought her back the next day the occurrences of this day, and I assured him that we would hold that brief meeting confidential, provided that he did in fact bring his real wife to close.
Yes.
So we see those sorts of opportunities. Sometimes children at closing can create more ruckus than we'd like.
Right. And, you know, children are always welcome in closing, but we have had situations with babies and dirty diapers and different things where all of a sudden you're all in a room together, and I don't know if it's just me, if I'm the only one that's noticing what's going on, but we've had all sorts of situations in the closing room. Now, I know you've had a situation that I've never had. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? I think it might have been your first closing.
Oh, my very, very first closing, and I was not the closing officer. It was in the state of Virginia, and I was nothing more than the title expert there to lend aid and answers to title questions during the closing. And it was a dedication or a conveyance by two elderly gentlemen in their 80s to the state of Virginia for a future highway program. And it was fairly early in the morning, and we sat down in the office of the highway department. And about 2 minutes into the closing, one of the elderly brothers rolled his eyes back into the back of his head and fell off of his chair, and he passed away right there at closing.
Oh, my goodness.
And as you might imagine, I was a brand new member of the title insurance industry, and I'm sort of squeamish about things like that, so I just frankly went into shock while the closing officer jumped to the table, jumped to the floor and started giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And the other brother, interestingly enough, was obviously in shock as well, and he asked me just a moment later, "Can we still close?"
Right.
Whereupon I told him that we were now headed for probate court to
exactly.
probate the estate of the deceased. The two men held it as individual people. So,
well, that's something to think about, how the way you hold title also.
It
definitely.
It sure is. We had opportunity just recently to help a couple of Santa Fe Realty Partners real estate brokers with a friend of theirs who was extremely ill and passing away, and we got a call on Sunday morning and asked if we would come down and do a couple of deeds to transfer the property out of his name in advance of his expiration, and fortunately we were able to do that. You never know when these circumstances are going to come up. We recorded a deed on Monday, and the gentleman passed away on Tuesday. So,
right.
You know, we have an opportunity to help in this industry, help people make sure that their properties are properly disposed of and conveyed and everything else.
Right.
So that's a special privilege of ours. I'm seeing Gino mention towards me that, what have we got, Gino?
Legal topic.
Okay, we're going to read today's legal topic of the week. And I thank you for that. It's only 11 and a half pages, so I'm sure we can get through this. Just kidding. We've reached that point in the show where it's time once again for our legal topic of the week, brought to you by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. And thank you, Lenny Katz, for your beautiful Christmas card, which was a picture that you personally had taken. Don't know if it was your home or not, but what a wonderful card, Lenny. Thank you very much. This week, attorney Janice Ahern will offer her thoughts on New Mexico property valuations and limitations. For residential property in any tax year, New Mexico law limits increases to valuations for tax purposes to the higher of 3% of the property value over the prior year or 6% of the property value over 2 years. Now, this limitation does not apply in certain property circumstances. For instance, the limitation does not apply to commercial property, so those can increase, obviously, more by the restricted amounts. It doesn't apply to residential property that has changed ownership in the year immediately prior to the tax year. So new homebuyers need to be especially aware, and there's a new disclosure for them, as to how increases can occur in their taxes, property taxes. It doesn't apply to residential property for which its use or its zoning has changed during the year. And finally, this tax limitation does not apply to residential property that has been improved, such as construction of a house or an addition. Also, if a property's boundary lines have changed and its valuation is for the first tax year with the boundary changes, then the limitations do not apply. Attorney Ahern advises that there have been two rulings at the trial court level that have determined that it's unconstitutional not to have the limitation apply to new owners. However, these cases have not gone through the appellate system and are not binding on all county assessors. Further, Attorney Ahern reminds us that should you be considering the purchase of a home, it's likely that property taxes will be based upon the new sales price of the property. Since notices of property valuation are mailed in the spring, and if you just purchased a home and you don't receive a notice by April, you should contact the assessor's office to obtain the new value of the property. These new values can be protested, but the time to contest the taxable value is very short. Thanks again to Attorney Janice Ahern for providing us with an informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding property taxes, please go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Gino, I think it's time for a break, or at least I could use a sip of water, so why don't we take one here? We'll be right back, folks, with all things. I want to take this opportunity to wish special Christmas greetings to some of our good friends, including Gino Thompson, our producer, Scott Hutton, and the entire Hutton Broadcasting Firm. They do a great job serving northern New Mexico and Santa Fe, and we appreciate all of them. Certainly want to say special Christmas greetings to Darlene Street and Tommy Gardner. They are the owners and brokers of Santa Fe Realty Partners. They are also, by the way, the underwriters and producers of this show, and we sure appreciate them. I know from Fidelity Title standpoint, it's certainly our privilege to be part of this very innovative show. Just completed 6 months, and we're all proud of Ray Post and Tommy and Darlene and the whole Santa Fe Realty Partners group. Tara?
I'd like to say Merry Christmas also to the Donna Reynolds. She's the executive director of the Santa Fe Association of Realtors. I want to say Merry Christmas to Cindy and Paco, Aggie, Carmen, and Janelle, and let them all know that we really appreciate everything they do at the Association of Realtors.
They're a great group to work with. Everyone in the industry appreciates them. I want to take an opportunity to remind you that Linson's Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business here in Santa Fe, and they have been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. If you haven't been to the Linson's showroom, I suggest you stop by this Santa Fe institution and check out more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, and upholstery services that they have to offer. Linson's is a major destination for interior designers, decorators, and Santa Fe homeowners, and ships its products to clients all over the world. Linson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and I encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend Loopy Linson and her helpful staff. Linson's for all your fabric and custom upholstery services. Terry, we were talking briefly before the last break about some of the rare opportunities we have in our business to get curveballs, shall we say, by some of the events at closing.
Yes.
Why don't we continue that for a minute?
Okay. Well, one of the things that's important for us to know, and a lot of people don't know this up front, is, like we said, to know their marital status before they come into closing. You know, I've had a situation where I was closing a woman who was getting ready to leave the country right after closing, and when I asked her her marital status, she did say, well, I'm married now, and needless to say, she had to postpone her trip, get a hold of her husband. He had to actually come into the closing company and sign a document in order for her to sell her property, and so that's something that's very important for us to know up front. So that there's not any glitches in the end result.
And the delays that it can come from it. I remember
Correct.
One where a woman came to work from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, moved here, and she was in the process of divorce, but not yet divorced. And what she doesn't realize is that as soon as she acquires the property, if she's still technically married, her husband acquires a community property interest in New Mexico, and that needs to be extinguished for her to be able to mortgage the property by herself.
Exactly.
So we go through those sorts of things, folks, and that's why the communication is so critical between the title company and the consumer. We don't want to be the last one to know. We would love to invite you to come into our offices. I know, Atara, you and I have both done pre-closings for first-time homebuyers.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and that's always fun to be able to calm their fears and let them know what to expect out of the closing process.
Correct. And I always let people know in closing, you know, that we are not the realtors, we're not the lender, we're a neutral third party, and we are here to answer the questions of everybody and make sure that everybody, before they sign, feels comfortable with what they're doing.
And that's so important that people walk out knowing what happened to them. We all hate walking somewhere into a store or whatever and walking out sort of grasping for all of our body parts to make sure we're still intact.
Exactly.
Great. Atara and I were talking earlier, and I personally have had an opportunity to do a closing while I was still in Michigan, and Mr. and Mrs. Seller were at the closing table. And in Michigan, we do it a little differently. We bring all the parties together and all the real estate brokers and their qualifying brokers and the lender all to the table at the same time. So typical closings got between 14, 16 people or so. And closing officer I had that was working for me at the time asked at the end of closing for Mr. and Mrs. Seller's picture ID. Mrs. Seller sort of fumbled around in her purse for a minute, and then she said, "Oh, I must have left in my car." And so she went to the parking lot, and about 10 minutes later, the closing officer came up to me, and she said, "Steve, Mrs. Seller went to the parking lot to get her picture ID, and she's never come back, and there's no one there." And when you look into the closing room, there was Mr. Seller breaking into a huge sweat. And anxiety, and as it turns out, he was not with his real wife. He was trying to sell the property out from under his real wife while his real wife was on vacation.
Oh, dear.
It turns out that the true wife was on vacation in Mackinac Island in Upper Michigan, for those of you that have been there, marvelous place. They were on vacation for 3 weeks, and this was a very quick sale. Sort of a real discounted price, and Mr. Seller and Ms. Girlfriend were expecting to leave the closing table with a couple $100,000 in cash, only to find out that we busted them.
Oh,
good
for you.
And as it turns out, folks, please be prepared for your picture IDs at the beginning of close now. I no longer wait till the very end, and in this case, it's only appropriate the way it turned out. We actually had to testify in the divorce case between Mr. and Mrs. Seller some months later. And as it turned out, Mrs. Seller got the property and Mr. Seller got the mortgage.
Oh, well, there you go.
That was only fair.
Yep, he got what he deserved.
I suppose so. We see those sorts of funny things at closing and not that, you know, people are trying to pull shenanigans or whatever else, but it just really can throw you a curveball and really be surprising. And, you know, like I said, consumers don't want surprises at the closing table, and neither do we?
No, we don't.
Okay, great. Gino, not sure where we are in the program, but why don't we take a break here and come back, and we'll come back with our open house program today.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total...
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Steve Reiman at Fidelity National Title as a guest host today, and what a privilege it is for me, and what fun I'm having behind the big microphone where Ray Post normally sits. Now I know why he always says he can't do this without Geno Thompson, because if that guy doesn't point his finger at me at the right time, I'm not sure where I am. So thanks, Geno. Thanks for making it easy for me today. As typical, we have an open house of the week segment where we invite one of the brokers from Santa Fe Realty Partners to sell us their home. And today, out at 1170 Camino San Acacio, we have the mom and daughter team of Lisa and V. Bybee from Santa Fe Realty Partners. And can you hear me, ladies?
I sure can. Thank you.
Okay. And who have we got on the radio today?
This is Lisa.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Good. Well, it's our privilege to have you, and you know the routine. You've got about 2 minutes to sell Atera and I and Gino and all of Santa Fe you're listening today. So tell us about it.
Terrific. Well, as you mentioned, we are located at 1170 Camino San Acacio. That's at the corner of Camino Cavra and San Acacio. So to get to us, the best way to come is to take either East Palace, East Alameda, or Canyon Road, where they all converge near the Cristo Rey Church. And we're just about a block up on the right. So terrific location, just steps really from Canyon Road. Let me tell you about the home. It's Santa Fe charm and elegance, just steps from walking distance of Canyon Road and all of downtown. It is a 2,100-plus square foot Rastra-built home with three full bedrooms and an office. The office can also be used as a fourth bedroom. Rastra construction, for your listeners who don't know, is a stay-in-place system made of lightweight composite material, which is produced with 85% recycled polystyrene and 15% cement. So it's a green material. It's blackstone flooring and hardwood flooring throughout the home. You have a sublime master suite located upstairs, beautifully appointed, with a 210 square foot view deck just off of the master. Downstairs, you have a gourmet kitchen, private dining area, a living room with a fireplace. Also have 11 hand-carved doors in the home. Mm-hmm. There's diamond-finished plaster, vigas, or beams in every room. And, in fact, in the kitchen, you do have some reclaimed wood beams. It's just beautiful. Really adds a nice warmth to the home.
Beautiful.
There's a fully enclosed landscape patio. It has drip irrigation. There's radiant heat in the home. And there's two parking spaces out front, which is great because, as most people know, on the east side, parking is either just in front of the home or off-street parking, so it's nice to have designated parking. Lots of light in the home. It was built by J.J. Shapiro, who builds homes and also does some commercial building around the city, and it's just perfect for the lot size that they use Rastra construction. It gives the house kind of a nice organic feel to it. You can come on by. We're here until 3 o'clock. We have Christmas cookies and hot cider, so we'll be here until then. Please come and visit and take a look at this home.
Well,
that's
Lisa,
about all I have, Steve.
Lisa, that sounds wonderful. Sounds like this home captures every bit of Santa Fe in it.
It sure does, and I tell you, at the price, it's $799. It really can't be beat. You know, it's nowadays with prices coming down as they have, there's some terrific deals out there, and this is one of them. This is a real gem on the east side.
Walking distance of the plaza, all the Santa Fe charm, and I can see myself enjoying a cocktail with an umbrella in it on that deck right now.
Oh, well, terrific. Come on by.
And you're there now.
Yes, we're here now, and we do, as I said, have hot cider and Bisco Chitos, which V made.
Great.
So homemade cookies, and you can wander around at your leisure.
And tell us the address again.
It's 1170A Camino San Acacio.
Well, Lisa, it's wonderful to hear from you. Congratulations. This sounds like a wonderful home. We encourage our listeners to rush out today and enjoy a little cider and make themselves quite comfortable there in their new home. And I hope you have great success and a great turnout today.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Thanks so much, Lisa, and happy holiday to you and V both.
Thank you.
We're going to take an opportunity here. I know that I'll steal a little bit of time, but we wanted to take an opportunity to wish Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the listeners and all the real estate brokers in town and hardworking folks that work so hard to make your dreams come true in the home of your dreams. And we'll take a special privilege to to wish holiday greetings and holiday wishes to, first of all, Mona Ford, my manager and the state manager for Fidelity National Title.
Denise Montoya and her husband, Conrad.
And Shelley and Mr. Yankee Dermot Monks, who's Shelley is a closing officer with us.
Robin Tyra and Owen.
Johnny Valdez and her husband, Rick. Johnny's the hard behind-the-scenes worker that makes most of our work happen. She does a great job for us.
J.R. Joey Roybal.
J.R., we all love him, our title searcher and examiner and our recorder. We'll mention Julie Duran and her significant other, Cisto, and wish them a Merry Christmas.
Also, Betty Roybal and her family, and Renee Martinez.
Renee Martinez, who answers the phone cheerfully every time you call. And I want to wish special greetings. I'll take this opportunity to wish my wonderful wife, Angie, a marvelous Christmas. Folks, I do have to tell you that we're headed to the beaches of Cozumel for Christmas for a little warm weather to recover from our colds. And I'm looking forward to catching her around the beach in a bathing suit.
And I'd like to say Merry Christmas to my son, Dylan, and my significant other, Leon. I hope we have wonderful holidays together, and we will be here, and I hope we get some snow while Steve is at the beach.
And I hope you get some snow while we're gone, too,
yes.
As long as it's all gone by the time we get back.
Right.
Tara, I've enjoyed you as our guest today. We've been talking about some of the surprises that we see at closing and some of the fun times that we have at closing. We've got about 5 minutes left, so we can talk about some of the times where we have just been so blessed by some of our clients. And if you don't mind, Tara, I'm going to lead with a story about a woman that I closed just a few months ago now, and I have not seen this in a long time. As folks may know, this can be a very emotional process. And while we were sitting there closing, one of the things that we'll ask the sellers to do is to acknowledge the property description and review the property survey that was prepared for closing. And this gal was moving out of town, moving to California, I recall. And when I put the survey in front of her, she laid her hand on the survey, and she said, "Goodbye, my sweet friend," and started crying.
Oh.
And I hadn't seen that in quite a while, and for many of you that know me, I am a super sensitive, and so next thing you know, I'm crying, the real estate broker's crying, and we're all sitting there enjoying this woman's wonderful emotional minute while she said goodbye to her good friend, her home in El Dorado.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. I think that, you know, everybody says buying or selling a home is one of the most major decisions that you make in your lifetime, not only financially, but really emotionally. It's a real emotional time, whether you are buying or selling.
Yeah, and it's joyful as well.
Right.
It's complex. You know, you sit there and sign a promissory note, sign a mortgage or whatever, and you're barraged by 40 or so documents that ask you all sorts of things in tremendous redundancy. And meanwhile, we almost or sometimes can miss the point that this is a wonderful celebration. There ought to be champagne going on, that people are buying the home of their dreams and moving their families. We spend a fair amount of time in our office talking about real property.
And right.
They call homes and real estate real property for a reason. It's real property. It's real families. It's a real six-year-old that's moving and giving up her best friend next door to go find a new home and a new family. And that can be very challenging, but it also can be just remarkably fun.
Can I tell you a little bit, or tell the public out there, something that we do at Fidelity that I think we're the only title company that does this now? Can I tell you about that?
Sure.
We do something that's called our Wall of Fame at Fidelity, and we do it for most closings where we actually come in at the end, or if Steve's available, he'll come in at the end and ask the clients if they have any questions, if everything was handled properly, but we also take their picture. Won't only be a buyer or a seller, it might be their realtor or their lender or their children if they're involved. And one of the reasons we do that is a lot of times we don't ever get to see the homes. Our clients are the actual people who are involved with the sale of the property or the refinance of the property. And so we take a picture and we like to put it up on our wall of fame, and people have actually dropped in and stopped by and say hello and seen their picture up on our wall. And I think we have a few hundred now, don't we, Steve? Yeah,
probably so. And yeah. and thank you for bringing that up, Tara. It's really a privilege. It's not just our job, folks. It's really a privilege for us to be a part of the sale or purchase of your new home. And it's very exciting for us. And so taking the picture and putting it up on the wall of fame and sending a couple of copies out to the clients, it just made it very personal for us and helped us to feel more real part of the process and everything else. So thank you, Atera, for bringing that up. Folks, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank Atera Gutierrez, my colleague at Fidelity National Title, for being my in-studio guest. And she smiled the whole time, Gino, which helped me a lot, and I appreciate that. If Atera and I or I can help you in your real estate title needs, you can contact Team Fidelity locally at 995-8800. Thank you, Gino Thompson, the producer,
thank
for making
you.
My guest hosting of this show, hopefully something enjoyable for the listeners. Also, thank you to Kate, Jane, and Peggy back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for helping to produce today's program. And thank you for tuning in. Remember to join Jack and Jeff Welsh of Santa Fe Realty Partners when they guest host the show next week. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, like Ray Post always says, I send you good luck and good fortune in all things real.